Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A Democratic candidate is running for House District 79, which includes parts of Mahaska and Marion counties. Let's go in-depth with Samantha Keith from Oskaloosa. Samantha, where are you from?
So I was born and raised in Ottumwa. Well, actually, I was born up in Fort Wainwright, Alaska, when my dad was in the Army, but then moved to Ottumwa shortly after and was raised there my whole life.
And what did your parents do?
My mom is an educator. She's worked for the AEA for the last several years. And then my dad is a firefighter in Ottumwa.
And then you came to Mahaska County. What brought you here?
So school brought me here. I graduated from Ottumwa High School, and then I attended Indian Hills and got my associate's degree there. And then I moved up here to go to William Penn. Graduated and found that it was a great place to stick around, and I had some good opportunities here, so I've stuck around here for the last 5 years.
And what do you do?
My position at Crisis Intervention Services is as an advocate for victims of sexual assault, which kind of encompasses a lot of things. I work directly with victims through like court processes or going to the hospital with them or just kind of being someone for them to lean on for support. But then I also do a lot of community outreach and do some education with community groups, that kind of stuff.
Hobbies, other activities?
Yeah, so since I am a William Penn grad and my husband still works there as an admissions counselor and a football coach. I really enjoy attending William Penn events, especially athletic events. I'm at most football games, and I really enjoy basketball. I like to go to William Penn and go to Pack to work out pretty often. But then I have a dog and I have a cat, so they are pretty, they take up a lot of my time, but in a good way, and we go on walks a lot, and then I'm also a big reader, so I spend a lot of time reading.
What book are you reading now?
I actually just read a book. At work we have a book club, and I just read a book, Beat the Reaper, so I haven't started a new one yet, but we just finished that one here recently. It was a very interesting book. Not typically what I would reach for, but It was definitely very interesting, and I would say the book that I read most recently that was my favorite is actually called Born a Crime. It's by Trevor Noah. That was my favorite most recent read.
The late night comedian?
Yes, that's him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and that was about his life growing up in South Africa.
Yes. It was very interesting. And actually, I listened to a lot of it on Audible because I drive pretty often. At Crisis Intervention Services, we cover 12 counties, so I'm driving around quite a bit. And he also narrated the audiobook, so it was very interesting hearing him read it himself. It was cool.
Yeah, he was of mixed race and grew up a crime.
Yeah, literally. Right. Yeah.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation with Samantha Keith, Democratic candidate running for House District 79. You're running for the Iowa House. You want you're running as a Democrat. You want to replace Guy Vanderlinden, who has declared that he isn't running for office. Why
Correct.
Run for the Iowa House?
Yeah, so throughout most of my life, I've been very interested in politics. I grew up in a union household with my mom being an educator and my dad a firefighter, and was exposed to a lot of political opinions. My parents have usually leaned left, but I had a lot of family members that were right wing as well, so I heard quite the spectrum of political ideas, but ever since I was young, I just always thought I wanted to do things that would help people. When I was very young, I thought I would be a doctor, and then I realized that was not the route that I wanted to take. Went to William Penn because then I thought I wanted to be an educator, and then when I graduated, I learned of my opening at Crisis Intervention Services and applied for that, and working in that job has opened my eyes considerably to what people, especially here in Mahaska and Marion County, are going through. At my organization, we do cover 12 counties, but I'm actually the Mahaska and Marion County advocate as well. So those are the counties that I'm primarily in. And just through that position, I've seen so many different things, all of these unfortunate circumstances that are often and primarily outside of one's own control. And I've reached out to my legislators quite often. I come to Smoky Row pretty much every single eggs and issues, and I have been for the last few years. And sometimes they're quite entertaining, but also sometimes they're really frustrating. And that's what I've noticed a lot, is that when I've been in attendance, I hear people have similar concerns to what the people that I'm working with are concerned about. Things like income inequality, or things like collective bargaining being gutted. And I hear the people telling our legislators about these issues, but then it doesn't seem like a whole lot is being done at the legislative level.
So your legislators, to you, weren't listening.
From what I've observed, yeah, I feel like there were other interests that were taking precedence, and that has led to people still struggling. I mean, within my own organization, or actually the state of Iowa victim services organizations, were cut funding by 25% last year. And 25%, that cut of that amount is huge. And like I said, my job is as a sexual assault advocate, but my organization also has the only domestic violence shelter in those 12 counties we cover. And throughout a lot of the state, there are only a few shelters. But how are you supposed to keep a shelter up and running with continual cuts like that? And we're hoping, it looks like we won't get another cut like that this year, but it's also like it's up in the air. And those kinds of cuts are coming up because of things like not keeping track of our budget, and, you know, tax incentives and letting those corporations — there are a lot of big corporations in the state that get a lot of tax incentives that don't pay income tax. Not all of them, but those are things that are causing things like victim services to be cut by 25%. And then we're left scrambling, and how are we going to keep our shelter open? How are we going to keep serving victims? How are we going to make sure that we can get victims from their home to the courthouse for their trial? Because that's the service we provide. So it's been a struggle, and it's been something that I care a lot about, and I felt like this was an opportunity where I could step in and hopefully help get people's voices heard up at the Capitol.
More in depth after this. I continued my conversation with Samantha Keith, Democratic candidate running for House District 79. Now, Republicans would say that those tax incentives are necessary.
Right, right.
So those companies can come in,
right,
and grow jobs.
Yeah, yeah, I definitely think they would, and I think there is a purpose, but continual tax incentives and just never paying an income taxes. It seems a little out of line when we have people here, like actual human beings here, that are struggling.
Republican legislators would also say that the money just isn't available. You can't spend what you don't have. And so you would say closing those tax loopholes would generate revenue?
I would say yes. And I would say we've also been in a period of growth for the last couple years, and it's unfortunate that during a period of growth, we then have a budget deficit. So I would say closing those loopholes would definitely help with revenue.
Well, what other issues are important to you?
Yeah, so some other issues that are important to me would definitely be bringing back collective bargaining rights for public workers. I know a lot of people are really upset with how that has gone, and that is one of the things that last year at our Eggs and Issues here in Oskaloosa, I think people were the most vocal about. We were here in Smoky Row packed a couple different times, just full of teachers and other public workers that were so opposed to collective bargaining rights being cut, and they were completely ignored, and that still went through. So that is definitely a concern that I have, and that's an issue that I find very important, is restoring those collective bargaining rights. But then, yeah, also just funding for things like victim services and public education and...
Well, again, Republicans would say the money isn't there for education.
Right. Well, and I would say it could be. I would say it could be. We have ways that we can get it. We're just choosing not to. So
what would you do with respect to public education?
I would say still those same loopholes that people are using and abusing right now that would generate so much revenue for not only things like victim services, but also public education and health and human services and so many different things that would help the people that are struggling.
How about mental health? Iowa has a crisis in mental health.
It definitely does. I would say I can't speak to that as much as I would like, but I would definitely say we do have a crisis with that, and I think we need to listen to the experts, the people who work in the hospitals every day, and also, I mean, the jails are often who people that are struggling with mental health are turning to, whether they want to or not. There are jailers who are like our number one service providers of mental health, and that's not okay. And so I think we just need to listen to the people who are working with the people who have mental health issues and see where we can step in and what we can do. And we need to look at what other states have put in place and what's working for them and hope that we can implement that. And definitely just bringing back beds in the state of Iowa where people can go to so they don't end up in the jails.
Do you have any ideas about how to grow Iowa's economy?
I would say when it comes to the Iowa economy, I would just want to put a focus back on small and local businesses. I think that's what is most important, and that's what especially small rural towns in Mahaska and Marion County have to their advantage. We have a lot of great local businesses, and I would just do what we can to invest in those and make sure we're supporting those as much as possible.
Okay, let's just say that it's voting day. It's time for people to hit the voting booths. What's your last best pitch? Why should people vote for Samantha Keith?
Oh, last day, voting day. I would just say people should vote for me because I'm going to be a person who will listen. I mean, it's my job right now is to listen to people. I feel like I have that skill down pretty well. So I would say if someone wants a legislator who is going to hear and understand what is important to them, then I am the person that they should vote for.
Thanks to Samantha Keith for contributing to the program.
For KNIA KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.